This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado lawmakers are calling the decision to move Space Command headquarters to Alabama disappointing but not surprising. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
In a joint statement, the state's entire congressional delegation said the move will weaken national security. Quote, being prepared for any threat should be the nation's top priority. A crucial part of that is keeping in place what is already fully operational. The command has been fully operational in Colorado Springs since December 2023. Colorado's members of Congress have vowed to try and reverse the decision, but it's unclear how that would happen. A White House spokesperson said the decision to move the headquarters was merit-based and shows Trump's commitment to U.S. global dominance. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Korean violinist from Utah is in a Colorado detention facility and faces an uncertain future. An immigration judge put 37-year-old John Shin, who's played for the Salt Lake City Symphony, into removal proceedings Tuesday. His wife, Danae Snow, an American, traveled to Denver to see him.
This is just the beginning of the rest of our battles. But my attorneys keep telling me that he's the type of person that we want here. He has such amazing support and has proven his character. And so I just really believe that good will overcome.
Shin was granted a $25,000 bond Tuesday, and his family hopes he can qualify for legal status because he's married to an American and helping support two American stepchildren. The places that the state and Mesa County warn of potential exposure to measles include a Grand Junction pizza restaurant, a gas station, and a hospital. The state has now reported 27 cases for the year. Mesa County confirmed 5 new cases last week. It has now recorded 7 cases this year, more than any other county. The CDC defines a measles outbreak as 3 or more linked cases, so Mesa County meets that definition. The state health department says it continues to support the county in investigating and tracking cases. This is CPR News.